The conference will now begin.
Okay, I think we're starting. Okay, first on behalf of Meridian and Ace Kardesh, Mazel Tov to Jeff and to the entire family and the Carmeli family, and the Simcha should continue on to Shabbat Brachos and for the couple to 120, the whole family. Okay, we're on page Kuf Ayin Zayin. We were learning about the Koach of Aish, and we learned about Afar. How to build? We're talking about building Klei HaNefesh, the kelim of a person, building the kelim of who a person is, and to be able to be capable to receive. So we're going to learn something very remarkable today. I mean, every time I say that, it really, it's every single prayer here is unbelievable. But Binyan HaKli B'Yisod HaRuach on page Kuf Ayin Zayin. So it's a little bit complicated in the beginning. So hang in there, and he's going to explain it. So I'll translate just the words in the beginning, and you'll see. It'll be okay, Mitzvah Hashem. Yisod HaRuach Be'ez Ha'ofen Bono HaRuach Kli. Now, we were learning how fire creates a Kli Davka because of the Koch of Misnagid, Eze Kenegdo, we were talking about last week. The Koch of fire and Shalom, that it forces us to resolve these forces that are opposed to one another and making Shalom. What about Ruach? How does Ruach build the Klei HaNefesh? How does Ruach build us? So, Yisod HaRuach Be'ezer Ofen Bon HaRuach Kli. L'shan Rav Hasenu Mugdar, Shakol Tnua Yotzeres Ivri. He says movement, motion, creates Ivri, which literally means thickness. Or movement causes things to expand. We'll see. Chol Ivri Hu Kli. And whenever there's an expansion, there's a Kli. Obviously, the more room you make for something, the bigger the Kli, the more you can put it. So how does that relate to Ruach? Ruach is always the meaning of motion. Motion. Motion brings about expansiveness. All right, I'll give you a little bit of a preview because it's hard to understand. Just so I'll say, we'll see in a few minutes. But do I understand that if I spent my entire life in Woodmere and I never ever spent time in Manhattan or the Bronx or Los Angeles or Habla Yerushalayim, it means due to the lack of motion in my life, because I'm stuck in one place, I'm a narrow-minded person. I'm a smaller person. I have much less of a kli to receive. On a very simple level, if I have met Jews and Lahavdil non-Jews, if I've met Chinese and Japanese, if I've met French and Italian, and I met Lahavdil, all different kinds of Jews from different places, my kli becomes a bigger kli. Because from each of these cultures and all of these people, due to my movement, my motion, my being carried along by the Ruach of life to different places, not just being on my block, but being around the block and all over, which of course is dangerous as well. That could be very destructive. But in terms of building a person, I have a much broader and greater understanding of life and of people enough. And even of Torah mitzvahs, as a result of my encounter with things outside of my Dalet Amos. So movement, motion, expands the Kli. We'll talk more about that. I just wanted a little bit of a time of what we're dealing with here. What does it mean? It thickens or expands the Kli. Dovizehu gam al pi teva. L'mash, kishyesh Kli abasoch hamayim. When you have a glass or whatever, a bowl and has water in it, ma yoser mu'uva, of. What's thicker? Mashininsa besocho, is it the water that's inside? Or a kli gufo, or is it the kli? Kamuvan shakli, obviously the glass is thicker than the water. The bowl is thicker than the soup. Hachelik hadak yoser, the part that is gentler, thinner, more refined. Hamazukach yoser, That's the water, that's the soup. That's more refined. Hachelaka Yosa Gas, the part that is more, that is thicker, more material and so on, Yosav Wakli. Itzadkach, Tnua, Sheyotzeres Ivui, Yotzeres Kli. Now he doesn't explain this yet. Itzadkach, he says, motion that brings to this, to this expansion is Yotzeres Kli. Or this thickness, it creates a Kli. That's what we're saying. This is something that is found in the Kabbalah Slam. And we don't understand these oases of Kabbalah. This is something that is rooted in the Kabbalah of the Rashash. But now let's talk regular. Let's speak in our language. He just wanted this as a little bit of an introduction of where it's coming from. It's coming from Kabbalah. But let's speak now in our language, B'loshon Shel Nefesh. B'loshon Shel Nefesh. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, or a little bit off of the time, because I missed a week here or there. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, M'ladcha Me'beis Avicha. Ve'ez Chela Goy Godel, Va'avarcha Va'agad L'Shemecha V'hei Bracha. So Rashi brings down from Chazal, L'fisha Derech Goy Remes L'Shleish Adivarim. When a person is away from home, when he's on a journey. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha is one, Meladcha is two, and Beis Avicha is three. Rashi brings down that not being home, moving around, going away, is Geremes L'Shlosh Advarim. It has three obvious, or not so obvious, but three strong impacts upon a person. First of all, the Me'etis Pirvirvi. Obviously, people are away, or they're on the road, they're not home, so it means that they're less together, there's less children. The Me'etis is a moment. A person's not in his place, so it can deplete his finances. And the Me'etis is Hashem, and one's reputation and name, because where you are is the place that you are, everybody knows you, and there you have a name. When you're a stranger, when you're driving around in the veldt, they don't know who you are. So you're more vulnerable when you're on the road, when you're carried along by the ruach someplace, you're more vulnerable. Family-wise, you're away from the family cannot thrive and grow in such a way. And financially, and in terms of a name, reputation. Hashem counters these or helps with these three issues of which means children, and avarcha, which means money, and v'agad l'shemecha. Fine. And your name will be great. So the Jewish people are set from the time of Avraham Avinu to be in Golas, a lot, to be away from home. And being away from home hurts. And being away from home can be very damaging in these ways and other ways. So Hashem Yisboch tells Avraham Avinu that despite the fact that you're going to be in this whole parish of Lech Lecha and dragging around, that you will, I'll bench you, I'll give you brachas to counteract or to offset the negative symptoms of life in Golas. That's Rashi. Rashi says at the beginning of Lech Lecha. Kol derech yotzeres miyut. In a general way, we know that derech, being away, causes there to be a miyut, causes one's life and life, the karchas of life, to be diminished, to decrease. Yesh namitziyas. There's a Metzias, but the Metzias becomes less as a result of being Baderach. In a cold of Shekayim Ibriya, everything in the world, Chayiv Shilo Nitzayt Shal Kli, everything must have some quality of a Kli. A kli shall call davru halacha. Now, as Jews or Shavanistas, the kli for everything is halacha. It's for halacha. Hechem ken mezgaladav is about halacha. In other words, everything in our lives must relate back to halacha. Haikaimelan shalo osher osher lutol min hatzlach. So where do we see this inyan of being diminished as a result of being bader on page kuf ayin zayin, like 10 lines up from the bottom. Haikaimelan shalo osher osher lutol min hatzlach. Kuf ayin zayin. A rich person, a wealthy person, is not allowed to take from tzedakah. Only a poor person who's lacking the most basic needs. A poor person is allowed to take from tzedakah. Onam gam osher. Now here's a fascinating halacha. Because remember, everything has that. We're Jews. Everything is halacha. We have to know what the halacha. How is what we're learning relate to halacha? So Lech Lecha is telling us that in Golas, our karchas are depleted. What does this have to do with halacha? So he says that a wealthy person, the din is a wealthy person cannot take from tzedakah. Rak ani she'en l'masayim zuz. Omnam gam osher. However, the halacha is that even I have something. There's an open. Look, I'm fine. Thank you. I got it. But there's a halacha that even a wealthy person, gamoshe in moholach baderach. Now, how this applies nowadays, I'm not going into, but the yesod is that when a wealthy person is driving around, he's in galus, he's not home. You know, ka'ani, he's a stranger. He comes someplace. He has a bit of an ani. You have to make sure he has a place to stay. You have to take care of him. He's a big kanaka. He's a big veer. The conditions now obviously are much different. You have your credit card with you. But things were very different back then. He said, when a person is baderach, he's very, very helpless. He doesn't know where to go and what to do. And he has, in halacha, a status of a temporary ani. He's an ani. And therefore, he's a night of a stalker. Even strictly speaking, in halacha, when he's driving around, he could take from stalker. We see in halacha that being in galus, being bederach in halacha, causes this mute and the status of a person. The person's status is diminished. It's endangered when a person is carried away by the ruach into galus. Shemut lo litam etzlok. Actually, give him a karma until he gets to where his destination is. Is the hotel or the place or back home? Klama anis mechadeshes mitzir shadam hotach uyes makabel. That means that poverty is mechadesh mitzir, that a person becomes a makabel, becomes a kli. Right, a kli is always something that's makabel. A poor person has to receive; he doesn't have his own. Even a wealthy person, as a result of being a galus, he is impoverished, at least temporarily, and he's makabel. Ha'holuch b'derach nimsa b'masav shavuach shel tnuwa. We're talking about binyan klei ha'nefesh with the yisod of ruach. Ruach means motion. Ruach means movement. Tnuwa zu mechadeshes l'din shemut l'itoman atztokev. The movement of the wealthy person away from his place is mechadesh, this new din, that he could be makabel from tzedakah. There's a person who's normally giving everybody, the one who has, when he's home in his place, and he gives everybody, he has a place to stay, you're welcome, take whatever food you want from the kitchen. All of a sudden, this, as a result of his movement and being away, he is the one that has to be makabel. Can I stay here with you? Right? He's makabel. So tnua, movement, motion, galus, is mechadish this din shemut lo litam natzdaka alav shebeisa washer harisha ba'omek haruach mechadish is klei kibul. Next page means that ruach has the ability when something is uprooted and moved around, instead of it being in a position to be nosein and to be mashpia, it becomes a makabel. The person becomes a makabel. Again, he's going to explain this very clearly in the ases of the nefesh of the soul and avodas Hashem. Kasha Adam Nimsa B'Makamo Hunach. When a person is in his place, when he's home, he's in his place, he's at rest. Kasha Hulich Mimakam Mamakam Humisnoeya. When he's moving from place to place, he's the opposite of being in a state of rest. He's Misnoeya, he's moving. B'Shashu Humisnoeya. The very fact that you're in motion, that you're moving, it creates within you clay kibble. Ani utnua shoresham echad. The letters ayin nun yud of ani and tnua ayin nud. They have the same ayin nun is the same shoresh. Motion, movement makes one into a clay kibble, an ani. Now, ani is a code word for the need to receive or the ability to receive. Like somebody who admits that he doesn't know, that he's an ani b'das, that I don't know this, by admitting that, he's a kli to receive information. If you think that you know everything, you're not an ani, you're rich, you know everything, then there's no kli. Right? You can't be makabe. Therefore, when a person is moving, he's not in his place. So as a result of that, he's an ani. He becomes in need. He's much more needy and much more vulnerable. He's in, the motion, the movement creates within him a clay kibble. He now has more of an ability to receive than when he's at rest in his place. What does that mean? He says, Shekain. When a person's in his home, in his place. So he's in his place. That place is Makabalim, and that's where he is. B'shal shuhunna, mi makam l'makam. When he moves from place to place, hub'etzem na mi tfisa shu makabalim. He's moving from different places, from one kli to another kli, as I explained a few minutes ago. Hunaseh l'mashom yishlaim yakadosh l'tzfas. So this person is moving, he's going from Yishlaim to Tzfas. Kodim huayi b'Yishlaim. So before he was in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is a makom. Yerushalayim is a kli. And that kli that's called Yerushalayim contains in it all kinds of stuff, all different kinds of people and places and so on. That's Yerushalayim. Now, k'esu b'tzvas. So now he's in Tzvas. Ha'yishu yeshlo dalad amas, v'od dalad amas, v'od dalad amas. Now, until now, he only had such and such amount of amos, such and such of a makom, which was called Yerushalayim. And as I said earlier, his whole life, this guy's a Yerushalmi. And he lives in Yerushalayim. And he has all of the wonderful thousands of Amos by Amos that's called Yerushalayim. So he knows Gula, and he knows Matazdorf, and he knows the Koisel, the old city, and he knows the Rova, and he knows Ramat Eshkol, and he knows Arzeh Abir, and he's around. So those are his, that's the Kli that contains him. He's a Yerushalmi, he lived his whole life in Yerushalayim. So, but now that he's going to Tzvas, even along the way, but certainly when he gets to Tzvas, he's kinda thousands of different Amos, all kinds of new Amos, and different Amos, different people, different experiences, different places, and so on, along the way. Hu avar kama v'kama karchas kabbalah, ki kol dalet Amos mugda k'mokam kabbalah l'atzmo. So, with every motion and change, he's developing a certain koach to be makabel, new people, new experiences, new places, and so on. Koach hatnuah shebenefesh yoytzer la'odam harachava shal kli hakibul shalom. The koach hatnuah of movement, of motion, benefesh, we will have within us this yisod of ruach, of motion within us. But it's a koach hanefesh. What is that? It causes a harchovah shakli akibul shalom. It expands the borders of one's kli clay kibble to receive. If you grow up in a very very limited environment, and that was a very small dimension of life. Like I've spoken of this many times over the years. You know, you would meet the Klausenberger Rebbe. Klausenberger Rebbe didn't speak English. I mean, maybe he knew a word or two, but he didn't speak English. And yet, you would speak to him about an issue that you had in life, and you would find him to be an unbelievably wise and broad-minded person. Ah, he's a tzaddik, he doesn't speak the language, but that tzaddik that you're talking to went through all kinds of milchamas and was journeying around the world until he finally got to America and then to Eretz Yisrael. Along the way, besides all of his learning, where when you're learning, your mind is in motion, right? You're moving and seeing different things in different places. But on top of that, he met all different kinds of people. He met Jews, he met people who are not Jewish, he met different kinds of Jews, different kinds of Goyim, Mazdim. He was around. You know, according to Halacha, we have to show respect even for somebody who's not Jewish, an elderly person, because what? The Gemara says, because he's been around. Now, what does that mean in terms of the Kelim Shebenefesh, the Klei Kibbutz Shebenefesh? It means that if you take the Klozen Begrab, you didn't speak a word of English. And then it could be that you get some American Rosh Yeshiva that spent his whole life in the Beis Medrash. Let's see, he never went anywhere. And let's say you're having some difficulty with your Shalom Bayis. And you need some Eitzah from the Talmud Chacham. Where do you think that you're more likely to get a healthy Eitzah that would work for you and your wife? Would it be by the Klozen Begrabi, even though he doesn't know English? Or would it be by the American, well-groomed American person who grew up just in the Beis Medrash and on his block, is a fine Talmud Chacham, but hasn't been around the block? Now, if I was asking a Tisus, that would be a fine choice as well, right? Or if I was asking something that's found in the Beis Medrash, that's his kli, that's his makom. But if I'm coming to talk about Shalom Bayis, I have to assume that I'm much safer talking to a person who's been around the block. Is that clear? He's been around the block. He's dealt with people in the worst situations, the Klozen Begrabi, using his example, and the best situations. He's seen it all. He has seen the biggest tzaddikim, and he's seen the biggest rishayim, and he's familiar with everything in between. The wonderful Talmud Chacham, the Beis Medrash, he sees the guys, you know, the Bachim and the like, and the Yeshiva, and it's a pretty monolithic chevra. It's one type of a chevra. Therefore, he can't possibly have the expanded wide clay kibble that the tzaddik, like the Klozenberger, has, because everywhere he went in life, the Klozenberger, it was Dalrams, another Dalrams, right? All of those different experiences, all of those adventures of being carried along with the Ruach in his Lech Lecha. But if you don't have much of a Lech Lecha, there's no Lech Lecha. I mean, the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu was Lech Lecha, was you got to go someplace. You got to get out of here. Goes. And there's no people in history who have experienced as much Golos as the Jewish people. And even when we're back in our land, they don't want us to be there, and they're pushing us away. They don't want us to stay. So what Rav Schwartz is explaining, which is really a very deep concept in Kabbalah, is that Ruach, motion, movement, Lech Lecha, Golos, with all of its difficulties that we've been talking about, that it diminishes a person, but at the same time, Letov, because everything has that side of Kedusha, right? In Kedusha, Lech Lecha, Golos, motion, and movement, broadens a person, it expands a person, it makes a person greater. I had a whole thing this past couple of days with a certain Indian where there's a very fine Rosh Hashiva that was giving an Eitzah to a couple that was very hard to believe. I was astonished by this Eitzah to a couple that he has a connection to. And speaking to this, so I, Rosh Hashanah. And he said, look, I don't really know. I mostly deal just with Bachar. So I wish you would have said that to the couple before he said about messing up their lives. He says, I really deal with Bachram, which is fine. That's fine. If you really just deal with Bachram, then and you're great at that, then take care of the boys. But this was a couple that was coming to you with a serious matter that was not about Bachram, it was something different. And there were professionals that were recommending that the couple does something else, and you were telling the couple not to follow the instructions of that professional, who's also a very fine person. So he said, you know, okay, listen, I deal with Bachram. Excited. So now that very fine Rosh Yeshiva might have a very broad knowledge of Shas and Poskim, but as far as what that particular couple was in need of, he himself is admitting, my kli is very small. I don't have a kli to contain such questions. So then don't weigh in on those questions. But say, and that was all about, you know, trying to fix things up. But I think we understand what that means. Not that anybody's looking to schlep around the world, and not that Lech Lecha is enjoyable, but in terms of Binyan Klei HaNefesh, how do you compare a person that grew up in a little Daud Amos, let's say, of Central Avenue, you know, our little world over here, to somebody who's, for whatever reason, had to schlep around? It's a different Klei Kibble. It's a different Klei Kibble. I think that's it's understood. It's a different Klei Kibble. Motion, movement is mechadish something in a person. Whether you enjoy it or you don't enjoy it, it's mechadish something in a person. So the Yushami goes to Tzvas. Something changes along the way when he gets there. Making it even easier. When you go from one place to another, you meet all different kinds of people. See, this is what I talk about all the time, isn't it true? How now, you know, in shul, you want everybody to be your type of a person, right? Between 28 and 35. This is the shul. Is the or the young person's minion? They can't be in the big shul.
We played about that a long time ago. You mentioned that.
Yeah.
You're not going to be the young guys. You know, in a few years, you're not going to be the young guys anymore.
Right. No. So then they'll be in that. They'll have their chaver, and they're not going to want to have the young guys. So people obviously feel more comfortable with their own type. But the more comfortable you are with your own type, the more limited you are with your own type, the more narrow you are, the less of a kli you are. Your kli kibble is like pathetic. What kind of a kli are you? You can't be makabel like a 70-year-old man. You get like annoyed because it takes him too long to walk. But you become so limited by that. Mashiach came, when you have all different kinds of people, you expand to make room for those people. You're a kli for a 70-year-old, an 80-year-old, and you're a kli for a little kid. There's no kids are there, and no old people are there, and it's only your thing between 28 and 36, and it's got, you know, it's very, very small kli. And anything that doesn't fit into your kli, because you have a small kli, so anything that's on the outside of your kli that doesn't make into your kli, you don't have much patience for. You're not particularly interested in it, you don't have much patience for. Right.
Not only true though with people on moving around, it's also true with ideas.
Oh, for sure.
The whole political climate, the idea of everything. People not being open to other people.
Everything. Only up in your Danish. You got a guy, you have now a doctor. This doctor is a Welts expert in pinkies. He's a pinkyologist. And if you ask him, he say, yeah, look, there's no other doctor here right now, it's Shabbos. And my ear is killing me. So I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm not an ear, nose, throat guy. I'm a pinky guy. I specialize in pinkies. I really can't help you. And if I say something, I could hurt you. I don't know. Like the whole musag of
specialty.
Of right. That's the extreme specialization, which of course has huge benefits if you can make that shidduch. But at the same time, like, Lo aleinu, if you have to be with somebody in the hospital these days, which you know, wouldn't have, it just, if that's the way life is. You spend time with people that you love that need help in the hospital, but you get dizzy from the different doctors, and then you talk to this doctor and you say, okay, so, you know, my father says, oh, no, I'm going to have to get the pulmonary guy. So, where is he? He comes in on Tuesdays. See, but it's Thursday, so yeah, I'll try putting a call to him, or talk to Denise at the desk. She'll try to get in touch with the pulmonary guy. I see, but right now, like, my father's not breathing well. I'm not the pulmonary guy. Like, what do you want from me? Okay, again, there is a mile for that, because when you get the pulmonary guy and that's the Indian, but if there's anything that's not the Indian, there's no Kalim. There's no Kalim. The Kalim is so small in everything, and it affects everything in life. So when Rav Schwartz is talking about Binyan Kalim, so the Klei HaNefesh and Ruach, motion, movement, Lech Lecha, builds a clay kibble of the soul. I think that's what he's trying. I think that's what he's trying to help us understand.
Lachacha example. Rashi seems to be negative.
Yeah, because there's that's why Hashem benches him with the opposite. So that bracha of the opposite, by Gamlish Nachas saying, yeah. It's true. There's bad stuff.
You could make it into.
But you're a big person. You're a big person. So I'm giving you and the Jewish people, your kids, I'm gonna give them like a lot of sivuvim. They're gonna be dragging around a lot. But it's gonna hurt a lot of people. But it builds character, you know. I'm giving it to you because I think you could do it. I think that you could become greater as a godly shemecha. I think your reputation, your name could become even greater. Because think of it. Now they only know you in this little place. You could spread Torah and mitzvahs to the whole world. But going out to the whole world is like, you know, that's hard. And some people can't do that. And they get destroyed by it. And that's the first part of Rashi. That's what Rashi is saying. People get destroyed by the derech. They get destroyed by Lech Lecha. But when Hashem says, therefore, I'm going to give you encouragement, I want to give you some chizik, I'll be there with you. And you could, and the tachlis of this is becoming a big kli, because I want everything in the universe, I want everything in the world, to be shining with kavod shamayim, with my presence. Go out and do it. Yeah, is it scary being a shliach someplace? It is scary. Is it easier to just stay in the yeshiva? Of course, it's easier. But the kli is much smaller and much more limited. It's much more limited. But there are some people that they should only do that. That they need to stay. And the Dalai Lama. And for sure, there are a lot of people that you know, Hashem doesn't tell Lech Lecha to everybody. You know, people just have to be still, and they need to be in that very, very controlled and bordered environment, because they just fall apart. They fall apart. One of the things I mentioned years ago was my father's old Bezut Zayin said, before the Germans took them, they were taken by the Hungarians. So they were taken for forced labor. And my father said that at that point, they were still able to have the food that the mothers gave them. It was the parents took the young men were taken to the parents had to bring them to, well, they had to report to the train station, whatever. And they all came with big knapsacks filled with their mother's food. And they didn't know how long they were going to be gone, or they're going to see their parents again, or whatever. But they took all this food. My father said that one of the most shocking things, but he said, I'll never forget, that we were on the train, and we still had food for a week, 2 weeks. We had food. So when we made a stop, and the Hungarians, they were guarding them, but they had like a kiosk there with food, tarfis, where they stopped. He said, like a lot of the Bachim, a lot of the Chavra, they just want, they're like reading Tarfis. He said after one or two stops, they're already eating Treif. My father saw these are guys like in the home that were like Tayyiz and learning, and strong guys.
And they had food with them still?
And my father said they still had food with them. No, no one has a diet, they're starving. Mm-hmm. No, that my father said, because my father was saying to one of them, what's the matter with you? She says, like, that's when I'm home. No, I'm not home. It's a pachad. There are people who can only be where they in their place. And when they're out of their Dalat Amis, they like melt into the environment. They just melt into that. Instead of what Hashem wants us to be, like Avraham Avinu, what the Bab Shabbi wants us to be a good shliach, to lift everybody else and put everybody in, help everybody get into that kli of Torah Mitzvahs. You have people that right when they get outside of their little Dalat Amis, they just melt into that culture, that environment. They're not a kli. They disappear. They just disappear in the crowd. You get lost in the crowd. The inyan of Lech Lecha is not. I'm gonna. I know it's scary because you can get lost. But I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna help you, and I give you all these brachas, whatever. And I'm giving you. I'm gonna give you your kids. They're gonna have Torah, and they're gonna have Torah Shabbat Pen, Torah Shabbat Sav. I'm giving them like loaded knapsacks. I'm giving them a lot of stuff. But unfortunately, we've lost a lot along the way. A lot of people we've lost. We also changed the whole world and put us in consciousness, whatever it is, all that stuff. But Lamaise, we've lost a lot along the way. But the bracha of motion, of movement, is greatness, is building the klei hanefesh and making yourself into somebody great. And not only that, but having the room inside your kli to bring others into your kli with you.
So you always say also like that in the working world, like from people. All of a sudden, if it's a challenge, right? You have parties, you have holiday parties coming up now, a drink, a joke that you don't listen to in shul, like that's like
right, right. There's so much of this. Like, listen, you guys have been in the working world. I really haven't. I've always been. I'm the Dalat Amis. That's the truth. My exposure to the other Dalat Amis is talking to you, because I don't really know. I mean, I'm the Dalat Amis. But like even something like this. When I was growing up, Chassidish Yid was a certain type of a Yid. It was very, very different. I couldn't relate. I had my cousins and I loved them and everything, but I couldn't relate to that. It was a different kind of. Don't you find it now like in business that you go to like a restaurant and you'll see like Chassidish guys, or you go to the car thing, Javits, whatever it is. Because Chassidim are out there in business and they have the phones. Okay, they still have the pay is a little bit, so now it's a lot tighter. But it's not the same. There's the accent. They still have the accent, but they're out there. And they're many of them are just like melting into the environment. All right, they go back to Borough Park in Williamsburg at night, and they got these Chassidish wives. And the wives are much more in the Dalat Amis than they are. It's a problem. It's a problem. Because the ones who have held on to and remained real strong Chassidish Yidden, they see these, the ones that are sort of modern, these modern Chassidim, it's a new type that didn't exist 20, 30 years ago. They're like modern Chassidim. The real Chassidish ones that are still in the Dalat Amis, they're very, very troubled by the new breed. It means their brothers-in-law and their brothers and their sisters and sisters-in-law, they seem like within the families, these changes, because what the internet has done and the phone, what it's done is that it's put everybody into motion. In other words, you could be still sitting day and night in Williamsburg or Borough Park or Gula or Meir Sharon, but if you got that thing in your pocket, it means you're out there. You're moving. And if you're not properly prepared for that, you don't have the right kalim for that, then there's a shvisa kalim, then you can get so easily destroyed and carried away. You can just get lost, not just lost in it. Anybody that has that, the phone or the computer, is in constant motion. When you use the thing, you're in motion. You're moving beyond your dalaramas. That's very, very dangerous. That's not a ruach. It's a hurricane. It's mamash a hurricane. Because it used to be that you would go someplace slowly and you would be kind of things along the way and you had certain kaiches to be kind of. Nowadays, so what happens when you take this little Hasidic kid, he's pure and innocent, never saw anything as a little boy, and then he's someplace and all of a sudden he's, you know, whatever, he's in an office now, he's a little bit older, he's someplace out there in the world and the way the ladies are dressing and the stuff that's going on, no. Well, he doesn't have a kalim to deal with that. He doesn't have the kalim to deal with it. With all of a sudden a world that's like a light years away from the way he was raised. So what's happening now with the phone, with the computer, is children, kids, are in a moment being transported to faraway places.
You don't have to go to the office to see it.
No. You're transported to faraway places that are so different from your home. There used to be no there's the TV.
The TV, you didn't have to go to the places.
That's when it began. Really, with the radio, with communications. That's where it began. Really, there was tzaddikim that when the, I don't remember which, there was a big rabbi, I just saw this like a few months ago, I don't remember who said it, but there was a big rabbi that when, maybe it was the Kotzker, but when the train came out, it's like this tzaddik, like he writes Korea. And his explanation was not, he said, no, I know that it's good, because we're going to have more money, and it's going to make life better. There's no question. But he said, but oy, 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 oy.
The Kodesh Baruch Hu created all these things to come out when they came out also.
Right.
So,
right.
So how we have to learn how to deal with it.
Right. Okay. So that's Binyan Klisha Benef. Say that side of Kedusha. But when the Koska writes Kri, he was saying that there's going to be like sudden, like this locomotion, this movement, this motion. There's going to be a problem. It's going to be a big problem. A train.
The really thing about TV, the first time I was away, so you want to see Lucy's bedroom, remember?
Right, they never showed
it. No big deal. It's clean.
That was considered to be the most scandalous thing in the world. When they were, like, first time they showed a bedroom on television. Well, what did that do? In a kid's head, that moved him to a place that was very uncomfortable, that was very uncomfortable for him. Because in those days, you didn't go into your parents' bedroom. I never went to my parents' bedroom. There was no din. Nobody said a law. It was understood. That's not your place. That's not your place. There was a friend of mine, an American friend of mine, and we were watching the ball game in the den, and my sister came with her friends, and there was like a fight because they wanted to watch something. So my friend said to me, like, well, we had another television by my parents' room. So my friend said, okay, let's go watch by your mom's room. So I said, we just have to continue fighting with my sister. I can't do that. The television over there is like, that's off-limits. You can't go there. So what happens to an innocent child? I mean, television sent it like, already went crazy. Because then they began that journey, like outside of your town and your city and your, I mean, the radio started, but here you're seeing stuff. You're seeing stuff. And now with a computer, with a phone, you're able, your kids are looking inside other people's bedrooms. Well, Elena, other people's bedrooms. So that ruach of Lech Lecha is unbelievably dangerous. When someone survives that, and he's Makadei Shem Shemayim. He's a great person. He's a big person, and he's changed the world, and he's uplifted many, many, and he's inspired many. But what we're diving now is that we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like, it's not working anymore. We're losing many more than we're gaining, you know, with what's going on. And there's no way to turn back. The Lech Lecha is so crazy now. There are no borders at all. There's no borders at all. In one second, this kid this kid could be chas v'chalila in a Beis Zionis in China with a button. He's already in a Beis Zionis in China with a button. So the ruach is so crazy. The movement, the motion is so crazy now. So that's what Rashi was saying at the beginning, that being on the derech diminishes a person. It's mamay the person. In Kedusha, it's part of building the Klei HaNefesh. Are you going to, we all wonder about our kids. So, your kid's having a bar mitzvah. So you're so proud of him. He looks so nice with his tefillin, and he's a good boy. But every father and mother's thinking, okay, like, what's the big chachma now? Where's he going to be when he's 18? 18, 14, 15, where's he going to be? So that anybody says he's so sweet, he's so tamim, is like, nowadays it's a chachmi for 13-year-old to be famous, that they're ready. But really, that's not the Indian. The Indian is the greatness of this child, and whether I succeeded as a parent is not determined by when he's sitting in his yeshiva. The test of whether I succeeded as a parent is my kid when he's 24 years old and he's in the hotel room because his boss sent him to go sell some vacuum cleaners or something in New Haven someplace, Christ, and he's in a hotel, he's in a Holiday Inn someplace, whatever, and there's no one there, and there's a television, and there's also movies there. That's when we find out whether you're matzliach, not when he's by the bar mitzvah. That's not. It's very sweet, but it's not really anything significant. The question was, I matzliach, is whether or not we as parents raise the kid that when he gets carried along by the ruach of life, which work takes you to all different kinds of places. So people are working in Manhattan. So when that ruach takes you to Manhattan, right, how strong are the Klei HaNefesh? Now, if we were successful, our kid is going to come back from that battle even stronger than he ever was, greater than he ever was. But if we haven't been so successful, or whatever happened along the way, then the child will just get lost. He'll get lost in the hotel room. He'll get lost. He'll disappear. And this is a nisayin in the yisod of ruach, a tremendous nisayin in the yisod of ruach. It creates a harchava, but it also can destroy you. Lashon pshuta, the middle of the page. When you go from one place to another, you meet different kinds of people that have different styles, signonas, shonim, different cultures, different people, or even in the firm world, different types of firm people. Everybody's trying in itself to make sure that my kid never sees somebody that's like a different kind of a firm guy. And you're trying to protect your kid. And when they're young, that's pretty good. It's definitely something which is helpful, but when that kid grows up and he wants to go outside of that clique, outside of those dharamas, what's going to happen to him? It's not so pleasant. When you go from place to place, nifkash b'nei odom shonim, you meet different kinds of people, im signon shonim, with different types, styles, im ofi shonim, different personalities, and whatever, v'tzarcho kabbalas kulam. You have to expand your clique to be able to kabbal people, to get along with people, and to make a clay kibble of yourself, to make a clay kibble. I said a few months ago that my wife and I we were in South Fallsburg, and we were going to the takeout to get something, and there's a Spanish guy working behind, spooning things out, and there was a Chassidish girl. She goes over to the Spanish guy, to the worker, and says, "Hey, give me this and give me that, give me this." And then she says, "No, that's not enough." My wife went over to talk to her. She said, "What's the matter with you? Why are you talking that way to a person? How do you talk to him like a dog to an animal?" She says, "What did I do wrong? I just asked him to give me some coleslaw. What did I say? I said something bad to him?" She doesn't understand. Because one time in the year, in the summer, or whatever, or when she goes into a store maybe somewhere, she'll have to, she doesn't normally talk to, say, But if it's a kid, if it's somebody that grew up out of town, how to say, How are you? Thank you so much. Have a good day. Simple. But when you're Kalim, or Kalim from a couple of blocks, then it's not, that's outside. He's outside my thing. He's not. I don't know. I don't have to. I don't have to expand my kli. It's not meaning of expanding my kli to receive this person in my kli. I'm a rabbi. I was taught that this person was like mechutz. So that is, in certain ways, that's good. I mean, not how it plays out in the store, but okay, there's a certain insulation, and there's a benefit to that. But on the other hand, that's a chilul Hashem. Plain and partial, the chilul Hashem. It's an opportunity for Kiddush Hashem, and it's a chilul Hashem. It's a terrible chilul Hashem. But the workers talk about us. Last night I was going to Chasna. So when you come to the hall over there, they had these two rows of fire, and there were the valet guys who were standing outside. I didn't valet. I was walking over there, and I heard them making fun. They were making fun. They said, "Let's see how the people race." One guy said, "Let's see how fast they can run to this smoothest spot over here, like the runway." I'm saying, here's the runway. Let's see how fast they can get to the smallest one. I felt bad about it. Okay, they're stunned. They're making fun. They're anti-Semites. I don't know what they are. But I still felt bad about it. Not because it's the worst thing in the world you could say. But I guess what I felt bad about is that there's some truth to it, and that people are racing for the, you know, there are people that are racing for the smallest one. And they've seen enough of how we eat and how we, because they've all worked in these places. But I guess I felt bad about it on a couple of different levels. But we either are Mekadei Shem Shemayim when we're out there, or Mechal Shem Shemayim. That's just how it is. And when a person is in motion, in Golus, that tenua, that movement, can be Mechadish within you, a clay kibble, to understand other people, to be more compassionate towards other people, to be more patient with people who are different than you. It's the creation of a kli. Miyachas l'kula nemar alav v'hem mekabel kol adam b'seir upon him yafis. It says you should be mekabel every person b'seir upon him yafis. And we know how the tzaddikim were. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, every person that he saw, he greeted. He smiled. Rabbi Yaakov came and asked you, all the tzaddikim, every single person was with the ni'imus, was with the pleasantness, with the have a nice day, was with a good word. Every single person. There's in the book from Eliach, back to Eliach on the Chassidus of the Holocaust, she brings how the Blue Rebbe's life was saved because of that. Because there was in the town, there was a German national that lived over there in Poland or whatever. It was a German-speaking person, and his name was Muller. And the Blue Shoe Rebbe, every morning, I don't know because of where they worked, where they went, or where the Rebbe was going, where he was going, he would pass this person, and he would always say, the Blue Shoe Rebbe would always say, Agut Morgan, Herr Muller. And Muller answered back, Agut Morgan, Herr Rabbiner. And they had this for years, Agut Morgan, Herr Muller, Agud Morgan, Herr Rabina. So what happened was that the Blue River was in some miserable camp, like some small concentration camp, I don't remember the name. He was in this miserable camp. And the commandant there, like the big guy, the big Nazi there, was this guy. And they were coming like for the selection for whatever, I don't know, it was bad. Either to die or to live, they were coming there, and the Blue Shiva was clean shaven. He was looking like a Rebbe, and was skinny and clean shaven and everything. And he recognized Herr Muller. And it came time for the Blue Shiva to be touched up whether he's going to live or die. And the Blue Shiva said, "A good morning, Herr Muller." And the Nazi looked at him deep in the eyes and he said, "A good morning, Herr Rabbiner." And he sent him to live, even though he wasn't really in condition to be. He said, "Oh, good morning, Herr Rabin." It's an amazing story. Even that Nazi, the Baruch Shalom, who knows who he was, there was an Indian, something that before, that he remembered that this person spoke to me in a certain way. And so there was still some drop of humanity left in this Nazi. Most of them, I guess, didn't have any of that. But he had something of a drop. Even though he was killing everybody, he had a drop of something that he remembered that this is the blues of the Rebbe. And he sent them to the right, not to the left. It's being Mekabel Shem Shemayim comes as a result of being sent to Golus, being in Lech Lecha. Mekabel, it says Mekabel, call other Mesev upon the office. Every single person, even Herr Muller, is Mekabel Mesev upon the office. Hatnu Mechadeshes lo imkein, od ofane giluyim shu nitzach Mekabel. Wherever you go, it forces you to create or to expand the kli and make the borders of your kli bigger, wider, and broader to be able to accept and to work with those who are different from you. I'll continue next week.